Millard Fillmore occupied the office of president between 1850 and 1853. He was one of a series of presidents whose administration was strapped with the issue of slavery. Elected as vice president to Zachary Taylor in the election of 1848, Fillmore became the second vice president to succeed to the presidency. He took the oath of office when Taylor died on July 9, 1850. The major accomplishment in Fillmore's term was the Compromise of 1850, an agreement he hoped would satisfy the sectional strife over slavery. Because President Fillmore supported the Fugitive Slave Law, the Whigs did not run with him in the election of 1852. However, Fillmore ran as a Know-Nothing Party candidate in 1856, but lost to James Buchanan. Millard Fillmore died in relative obscurity at the age of 74.